Hello, this is Kate Magic and you're listening to the Raw Living Podcast. Raw Living is Europe's leading raw foods and superfood supplier. I founded the company in 2002. And in this interview series, I talk to some of the people behind the companies that we offer on our shop to find out more about what they do. What is the ethos behind the company, and particularly not just the processing in the products, like the ingredients they use and how they put everything together, but also how do they show respect for the environment? How do they treat their workers? Most companies in this industry put a huge amount of integrity and dedication into providing products that are really benefiting the people and the planet. So I wanted to provide insights into that. When you're shopping with these companies, you're not just investing in your health, you're investing in a better world for us all. Today, my guest is Claudia Baker of Sweet Leaf Stevia. Claudia tells us a bit about the company and the benefits of stevia. Stevia is actually the only sweetener that registers a zero on the glycemic index, so it's a wonderful sweetener for everyone to include. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Kate. Wonderful to be here.
How are you today?
I am doing very well, thank you. And how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm so good, thank you.
Wonderful.
So thank you for joining us today. You're going to tell us a little bit about Sweet Leaf Stevia, which I have been using for many years now. One of the things I must say before we get into the interview that I love about it is that you can buy a bottle and it literally lasts you for years, even if you use it every day.
It is so handy, isn't that right? Yep.
So yeah, it's something I pretty much use every day. So do you just want to introduce us to the company and maybe just a little bit about how it all got started?
Yes, I would be happy to. So I wanted to start by first saying, for those who might not know what stevia is. So stevia is a plant and it is 30 times sweeter than sugar. It's 100% natural, and we extract the sweet part of the plant and blend it with other natural ingredients to create our sweet leaf products. So that's a little bit about what stevia is. So the company Sweet Leaf got started over 35 years ago when the founder, James A. May, found stevia in 1981 and was introduced to it when the leaf came from Paraguay. And he began to dream of a world where sugar could be naturally replaced. So that's where it all kind of started. A year later, in 1982, James began cultivating and growing stevia from Paraguay in the United States. That's actually not exactly correct. Can I say that part? Thank you. Sorry. So he actually brought over the plant into the United States and began cultivating and growing stevia. The business started just from him packaging and labeling the products in his garage with the help from his children and his wife, who is now the CEO of the company. So it started small. He first sold the products in local health food stores, and then from there it grew into now being sold in more mainstream different supermarkets and all throughout. And now we're an international company that sells our products worldwide. So a few years ago, James passed, but his wife and son are still deeply involved and passionately carry on James' legacy.
Am I right in saying it's the most popular stevia brand in the US?
Yes, that's correct. We have one of the largest range of different products that you'd find from any stevia company. And yep, like you say, we are one of the first companies to have ever started to produce stevia products.
And did James himself, did he have a health issue that it helped with, or was he just a health enthusiast?
You know, he was so passionate about making the world a better place, and he wanted to be able to help people do this and achieve that. And so for him, it was one of the ways is he saw that you can still have something that tastes great and is still sweet, but you don't need all the added sugars and all the negative, you know, associations that sugar has for our health.
Can you talk us a little bit through the process? Because I know the thing that's off-putting to people about stevia is that it's difficult to use. If you use too much, it can have a kind of sickly taste. And if you don't use enough, you can't taste it. And that's why I think your product is so wonderful, because you know, okay, I just need one drop or two drops or five drops or 10 drops, whatever it is, but it's so easy to measure. Whereas other forms of stevia, you know, it can be easy to get it wrong. So can you talk us through like how you take the leaf and how you make it into the drops?
Yes, of course. That's a really great point you bring up, Kate. So one of the things that we have worked really, really hard on is to ensure that there is a minimal to no bitter aftertaste with our stevia products. And part of the way that we are able to achieve this, and we have won over 31 awards for our great tasting product, is that we use a water-based extraction process when extracting the sweet part of the stevia leaf. Uh-huh. So this actually helps really create a clean, crisp, non-bitter aftertaste that is very, very palatable and enjoyable. And it's also important, like you say, to remember that, you know, it's not the more is not necessarily better with the product. It's important to just use a few drops if you're using the one that comes in the glass bottle, or just a small squirt if you use the one that is coming in the plastic bottles.
So can you tell us the difference between the glass bottles and the plastic bottles? That's something customers sometimes get confused on.
Yeah, of course. So we have two different products. The first one is, like you say, the glass bottles, and those are more concentrated and the ingredients are different. So the main distinction between the glass bottles and the plastic bottles is the ingredient profile as well as the concentrate amount. So the green bottles are more concentrated and they have a different, they don't have the same ingredients as the ones that come in the plastic bottles.
So if I was making a drink, I would just put a single drop of the bottles in. So you need like two or three drops of the little plastic ones.
So we recommend for the green bottles that you use anywhere from 5 to 8 drops for 8 ounces of water.
Wow.
Or 8 ounces of a mixture. So not any more than that, and to start off with less, because you can always add more. And with the plastic bottles, those have about 48 servings. So in the small 50 milliliter bottle, you're getting 48 servings. So it really is just one squirt and then you're good to go.
Amazing. And then talk us through, we've just got these new products, which I was lucky enough to try, I think last year, and my teenage son went crazy for them. He really loved them. New water drops.
Yeah, so we have water drops, which are the same type of bottle as our plastic sweet drops. But these water drops, they're amazing because they will be wonderful to help enhance the taste of still or sparkling water. And they're even very, very tasty in tea as well. So those are great to just help and really promote drinking more water.
So it's just stevia and natural flavorings?
Yes. So the ingredients in those ones, they have a little bit of glycerin, which does help create the consistency. Uh-huh. And that it just comes from a vegetable. So it's all natural ingredients still that are just blended with the stevia to really help create a nice profile.
And so what's the difference between the water drops and the sweet drops?
So with the water drops, those you would use for anything that you might want, you have water that you're using with your water. The sweet drops, on the other hand, those ones are great for baking, for teas, for coffees, things like that. They're a little bit more versatile, and there's also different flavors of each one, the water drops and sweet drops.
So the flavor is stronger in the water drops?
So the flavor in the water drops are fruity. So the flavor in those are going to be a little bit easier and taste better with water or things that are that you wouldn't necessarily want to bake with in a way, or you probably wouldn't use those in your coffees, but you'd use it in your water or tea perhaps.
And which your best selling products? My favorite is the toffee stevia. That's my like number one.
You and I are on the same page. Yes, I absolutely love that one. And I've also been using the caramel water drops in my coffees every morning lately, which is totally delicious.
Nice. So which is the best selling? Which is the most popular?
You know, one of the great things about our products is that we have such a wonderful range. It really means that there's something for everyone. So for everyone, it's going to be a little bit different. I recommend that people try out and see what they like best because of all the different flavors. Anyone can really find one that works for them. I would say that, you know, our products, they're also certified non-GMO. They are also kosher and gluten-free, which is wonderful. You know, one of the things that we really focus on is just raising awareness in terms of the risks associated with having a diet that's high in added sugars. So we really like to make sure that people understand that, you know, that is going to increase risks of diabetes, obesity, cardiovascular disease. And so by switching out any added sugars in your diet and replacing them with sweet leaf products, you're able to reduce your risks for those type of health diseases.
Brilliant. Lovely. Well, thank you so much for your time, Claudia.
Thank you very much, Kate. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
It's been lovely. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You can check out the products we've been talking about by visiting Raw Living, rawliving.eu. If you haven't got an account already, sign up for an account. You get £5 off your first order. And you can also hear more of my interviews over on katemagic.com. Please subscribe and rate the podcast. It really helps. And yeah, thank you. See you next time.